The DACA issue has been in the courts with two federal court rulings upholding the Obama administration order providing immigrant children temporary protection from deportation. It allows children of illegal immigrants to work, attend college, and obtain driver's licenses. Park City resident Mo Hickey helps local kids obtain DACA renewals, which must be done every 2 years.
This is timely. So last week, a federal court ruled that the ending of the DACA program or the suspension of the DACA program was illegal by the current administration. However, there's a court case that's being heard right now that there's an expected ruling in Texas on the constitutionality of DACA. General feeling is that the judge in that case will rule that it was unconstitutional in its origin. So now you'll have two federal courts saying it's legal, one federal court saying it's not legal, which is the first time evidently that precedent is out there, which means it would then go to the Supreme Court, which if they had an interim hearing this summer, which is what they would ask for, to rule on this, the expectation is you would then have a 4-4 split court.
Hickey says immigration lawyers advise proceeding with renewals, but to suspend submitting new applications for now. He says it affects a lot of people living in the area.
We've been focused on just this community. I mean, there's a nationwide issue here, but if you look at this community with new applications, you know, we don't have an exact number because obviously people aren't going to come forward and acknowledge it. But the estimate is we probably have in our school system right now someplace between 75 and 100 students that have not applied that would be eligible to apply, which is significant. We also have community-wide, because the program probably covers up to around 30 years old, people that are 30 years old. Just in the past 2 weeks, I've had five people come that have lost their jobs.
Those five people submitted the correct paperwork on time and have not received their renewal cards. He says there is some concern that renewal cards are being stolen in the mail. Hickey says employers will also be affected.
And, you know, this is one of those situations where you have really two sides struggling. The employer who tried to do the right thing and did hire people with DACA credible application and credible paperwork. Well, once they did that, now they're subject to acknowledging that they don't have the DACA renewal card. And when you don't get your DACA renewal card, you lose your driver's license and you lose your eligibility for employment until the card is renewed. So it's going to start affecting more than just the applicant. It's going to start affecting employers in town.
Hickey says there seems to be an administrative backlog, but he isn't sure why that is. They're working with Holy Cross Ministries, Communities United, and Immigration Services in Salt Lake City.
You know, the backlog argument, I don't know. I think we could do a quicker job with background checks. These are people that are already in the system. These are not new applicants, but we're struggling. We're going to continue to put in the renewal applications until legal advises us not to do that. As of the Texas ruling, people wanted to get the postmark on it before the ruling.
Hickey says they've done 65 renewal applications so far. The school districts cannot identify eligible DACA applicants, but Hickey says they will help anyone who comes forward.
We've focused it on Park City residents at the beginning, but then we found out, for example, that we had Park City High School graduates who were living in Wasatch and going to UVU. So we've assisted with them.
For those interested in donating, go to Park City Education Foundation at pcef4kids.org. Go to the Donate tab and click on DACA, or call Mo Hickey at 435-729-0233.